Lau, as you are seeing the latest images coming out of Yemen, we're also joined by Rizwan Masmoudi. He's the president of Islam and Democracy Center, South Carolina. Welcome to the program, sir. Mr. Masmoudi, we were speaking to our guest earlier about the U.S. role in Yemen. What do you think?
Well, I think that it's time for President Saleh to leave the office and to facilitate a transition to a democracy in Yemen.
Well, Saleh has said that he will not step down until 2013. Do you think he will remain defiant until that time, or will he be pressurized by the people?
Well, I mean, as we know from the experience of other countries, especially Tunisia and Egypt recently, you know, the president will always refuse to leave until he's, you know, pushed over or convinced by the army. And today we saw a lot of people in the army and high-ranking officers, you know, basically starting to send him a message and telling him that that he should leave. I think he's feeling more and more isolated within Yemen and within his own government. As you know, he has already, you know, fired the government 2 days ago, and now the military seems to be siding with the people. So my guess is that he will be forced to leave within the next few days.
One question comes to mind, Mr. Masmoudi. How loyal is the army to the president?
Well, as we can see, you know, from today's developments, a lot of the generals and a lot of the officers are siding with the people, and they are also as what happened in Tunisia and in Egypt before. When push comes to shove, the army in general will always refuse to shoot at the people, and the army, you know, professional soldiers and professional officers are always trained to defend the country and to defend the people, and not necessarily to side with the regime or with the president who is in power. So, because of the recent massacres that we saw on Friday, in particular, when more than 50 people were shot and killed, last Friday, a lot of the army officers are starting to speak up and say, enough is enough. President Saleh has ruled the country for over 30 years. It's time for a change. It's time to listen to what the Yemeni people want, and to let the people choose, their new leader.
You spoke about choosing a new leader. How do you see Yemen's political structure in order for a transition of power if Abdullah Saleh leaves?
Well, I mean, I think that in Yemen we have some very strong political parties already in existence and that are already very active on the political scene in Yemen. I think the political alliances that are necessary to lead in this, post Saleh period, I think we will see that many of these political parties will form a coalition and will form a transitional government. It could be, with the assistance of the army, during a number of months until new elections are held, as we have seen in Tunisia and in Egypt. It's a difficult transition period, but it doesn't need to be very long. It could be, just a few months. As we know, in Egypt, they just had elections yesterday or 2 days ago, and the people voted for the amendments to the constitution. So things can go rather peacefully and rather quickly. But the main key ingredient right now is that President Saleh must be convinced by his closest allies that it is better for him and it is better for the country if he leaves.
Indeed, of course, we had the recent defections of the army towards the people. And of course, we've had several ambassadors, European ambassadors, and of course, ambassadors to the United Nations and the Arab League defecting and resigning. Of course, this will leave the country in some state of isolation.
Well, we also heard from the European Union today. Several countries are also asking him to leave, you know, and to resign. And my guess is that the United States is also sending him similar messages and similar signals. You know, once a president becomes so unpopular, as President Saleh has clearly become in Yemen, and when you have millions and millions of people demonstrating in the streets every day, it just becomes impossible for the president to continue to hold on to power. So again, I mean, I think that there is a number of factors that are taking place, and they've been taking place for almost a month now. But I think it is near the end, as we have seen in Tunisia and in Egypt. These presidents can hold on to power for a few days or a few weeks, but they cannot hold on indefinitely.
All right. Now, we had in the news today that the Houthi fighters have taken control of Yemen's northern province of Sa'dah. Tell us more about the Houthis. What role are they playing, and what role can they play in the developments and in the future developments of Yemen?
We have to differentiate between political struggles and political demands and military struggles and military conflicts. I think the Houthis are making a big mistake by moving militarily against the government. This will have a negative impact on the revolution, because in fact it will strengthen the hand of the president, and he will say, look, you know, if I leave now, you will have secessions, you will have a divided country, we already have civil war here and there. And this will actually strengthen the argument of President Saleh that he needs to stay in order to stabilize the country. I would rather see the Houthis or anybody else refrain from military actions, but simply participate in the political process, but participate through peaceful demonstrations, like the rest of Yemen. You know, everywhere in Yemen, people are demonstrating in all the cities and all the towns, demonstrating peacefully and demanding that President Saleh leaves office. And I think that is the best strategy, peaceful demonstrations, you know, over a long period of time. The government will have, the president will have no choice but to leave office. But if we start to have military conflicts and military confrontations, I don't think that will be a very good idea, or that will help, you know, the process of democratization and the process of building a new government.
Yes, and Mr. Masmoudi, would this make the country fall into a civil war, do you think? The Houthis taking up the military option, would that give an excuse for the administration of Abdullah Saleh to respond militarily?
That's my fear. What I'm afraid of is that Abdullah Saleh will use that violence and will use the conflict to respond militarily and to claim that there is a civil war, and that he needs to stay in power in order to stabilize the country, because nobody wants to see more, you know, secessions or divisions in Yemen. Everybody wants to see Yemen remain as a united country. And I think this is the problem. We saw almost similar things in Libya when people took arms and started to fight against Gaddafi. He used that, you know, against them, and it became a civil war. And he used his army to kill, you know, thousands and thousands of people, which he could not do if they remained peaceful. If their demonstrations remained peaceful demonstrations, as happened in Tunisia and in Egypt, we only had a few hundred people killed, and then the regime, you know, fell apart. In Libya, we already have over 10,000, and some people say over 20,000 people have already been killed by the regime, by Gaddafi. But unfortunately, you know, he has not fallen yet, and he's using the violence to strengthen his hand.
Indeed. All right, I'm sorry we have to leave it there. Many thanks to Rizwan Masmoudi, the president of the Islam and Democracy Center, joining me on the phone from South Carolina. Many thanks for your thoughts and opinions there, sir.